Welcome to Sound Practice, the business podcast for physicians and healthcare leaders, hosted by Mike Tsakopoulos and produced by the American Association for Physician Leadership.
It is a new year, and there are many new things at the American Association for Physician Leadership to be excited about. AAPL has long been a national go-to resource for physicians working to develop skills. Leveraging intellectual capital, financial resources, and cutting-edge technology, AAPL has a new professional tool which will benefit physicians in a myriad of ways. AAPL's Helix, next on Sound Practice. Welcome to Sound Practice. Today's topic is the American Association for Physician Leadership and their new offering, AAPL Helix. Today, I'm interviewing Dr. Peter Angood, President and CEO of the AAPL. And he is joined by Joe Levickney, Senior Vice President of Education, and Devin Glasgow, Director of Consumer Experience and Development. Gentlemen, thank you for being on Sound Practice. Dr. Angood, let's start with the 30,000-foot view. What is AAPL Helix, and why is this such an important evolution for the American Association for Physician Leadership?
Well, thanks, Mike, and thanks for the opportunity for us to chat about all of this with you. You know, at the end of the day, all of these professional associations are a community. And we're all evolving in terms of how do we best service our community. And for AAPL, that community is now expanded to not only working and servicing and participating with individuals, but it's also working and participating with a whole variety of organizations and institutions. And as we looked at our approaches in both of those elements, it's, well, how do we create that sense of community better? And so we're utilizing the framework of Helix as our moniker for this community. But within all of that, there's a whole variety of technologies. There's a variety of approaches on the community. There's a variety of ways of distributing information. There's a variety of ways of highlighting our competency framework and all of the education strategies. And it allows us to really continue to sort of grow and expand, leveraging the technologies that are out there and will continue to evolve. And so rather than just sort of piecemealing it with this tech to do this, this tech to do that, we're enveloping it all together in one, and that's the AAPL Helix. And it's really to service our community as best we can.
Very exciting. And Dr. Angood, this question's to you, and Devin, you may want to chime in on this. I noticed the tagline is leadership is learned, central to this launch. How does AAPL Helix embody that philosophy, and what does it mean for physician leaders at different stages of their career?
Yeah, it's a great question, Mike. Thanks. When you think about any type of organization in the nonprofit sector or the for-profit sector, we're all always trying to stay contemporary in how we frame what we are up to. And what we have realized, our previous tagline was inspiring change together. And that's inspirational. I still find that an inspiring tagline. But we've also recognized that even after 50 years, the medical education environment is such that the formal education practices that are out there still don't expose trainees or even early career people to the elements of leadership or management and how to do that better. And so, yeah, you can get a lot of stuff out there in a variety of venues. But for us, you know, physicians are highly smart, highly driven, and yet we need to help them learn to be better leaders, regardless if they're clinically focused or administratively focused or doing both. So this leadership is learned has really come to emulate what we're focusing upon more and more these days. But Devin, you're interacting with our folks all of the time. What's your sense on all of this?
No, Peter, I think you said it very well. In my interactions, which we have hundreds each month, and when the physicians come, whether they're very experienced or early in their career, they're just trying to learn something. So if they're in a position of leadership currently, they're looking for more resources on how to be better at their current role. If you're earlier in your career, you're just trying to get to that next position in a leadership position within your organization. And within the Helix, we make that very easy. A lot of CME platforms tend to be transactional. Take a course, you get your credits, and you move on. With the Helix, it's a bit more transformational. So it's built on the reality that physician leadership development isn't technically linear. It's a bit more of a continuous journey with different needs at different stages. So, with that leadership is learned, we're using that to embody that within the entire Helix platform.
Well said, Devin. And we're all learning all of the time. We're all learning. That's what it's all about.
Well, this is certainly a much more advanced offering and helpful for education. And we're lucky to have Joe, who's a real expert in education, with us today. Joe, you're describing Helix as a more powerful learning platform designed around individuals' leadership journey. Can you walk us through what makes this approach different from traditional continuing medical education or professional development platforms?
Mike, it's a great question. And, Peter and Devin touched on a couple pieces of that. When you asked the question about leadership is learned, we went into the concept of it is a journey. Leadership is a journey, and it's a lifelong journey through leadership. And what we wanted to do was find a platform that helped them not only determine where am I going with that journey, where have I been, and where am I at now? So really looking at, okay, here's where I've come from, here's where I'm at, where do I need to go? How do I know what's going on? Where have I been with all these spots along my journey? So what we were looking for was a platform that was designed to really help you along the way, not make it difficult for you to figure out where you are on the journey and where you need to go. And everyone's needs are different within that journey. Some folks need to turn left, some need to turn right, some need to head straight ahead. So determining that is really this encompassing concept of, as Peter mentioned earlier, using your competencies to determine, where are my strong points at? How can I lean on my strengths? But also, where are some areas for development for me? And making those obvious for you as you go through the platform. Now, there's a lot of platforms out there, Mike, that we looked at, and we spent a good 3, 4 months going through platforms that associations used and platforms that other organizations outside of the association world have used. And we really wanted to find one that encompassed all of the good elements of those things, not just a place like Devin said, where you can see what was my CME? Oh, I got six. I need six more. Let me go buy it, do it, and be done. But a place that says, why did I take this CME? Why did I take this specific one? And how is it going to help me? So this platform really enables you to identify the best opportunity to help you develop. And then it helps you develop in a way that's different from any other platform out there. The interaction that we're going to be able to create over time in self-study, asynchronous type coursework, or in hybrid coursework, bringing in the community into those environments is going to be amazing. And I am so excited about where we're going to be going with that ability to combine community and learning together within this platform. So that's what really makes the platform different is, as Peter talked about, the association being the community, but being able to combine that community and educational aspect together through being able to see visually everything you're doing and being able to talk to others in new ways of learning that you may have never accomplished before in systems that you've used up to this point in time.
Oh, what a tremendous opportunity for AAPL members. Joe, one of the standout features to me was the AI-powered personalized learning recommendations. I'm no AI expert, but maybe you could help me a little bit with how this technology works and what kind of impact do you expect it will have on physicians engaging in their leadership development?
So, Mike, this is even more exciting than some of the stuff I was just talking about, but it kind of ties to it, right? The concept of bringing AI into a platform like this. So we have, you know, we've had for years the ability to kind of help you look at your competencies and pick courses. That's going to continue on within this platform at an even stronger level. It's all based on AI tagging things and looking at skills and competencies and how they match up to assessments and many of the assessments we have at AAPL, that you'll be able to see those results right in the platform and see the recommendations that go with that. But when you add in the current AI technology that's out there, the ability to search on micro levels throughout the platform that we'll be able to turn on and as we progress through this. And I mean, I will say not everything is turned on and ready to go. When you look at new technology, it's always the minimum viable concept. And then the CRISP philosophy that we use here at AAPL continuously improving, knowing that these technologies exist within this platform is very exciting to us. So when we bring in this AI technology, the tool that we've chosen as one of the bases of the Helix has this AI technology built into it. So you'll be able to type in very basic questions, prompting questions, just like you would with ChatGPT. And it'll not just show you like a course. It'll show you very specific things. Like in this course, in module 2 is where you'll learn about this. In this article, in you know page 3 is where this is going to be found. So it's almost like taking ChatGPT or Claude and squishing it into everything that's within our platform as we go. And we'll be turning on these features more and more and more as we progress into you know the use of the Helix. So the AI technology for that portion is exciting. But what I'm even more excited about is how this platform connects to some of the other things that are out there. So we're going to be bringing in AI technology, not just into the platform for like searching and whatnot, but also right within course learning. We've got work that we're doing right now where you'll be able to do a negotiation conversation with an AI agent within a course coming up in the next couple of months. I mean, using AI to negotiate, you're asking it a question and it's going to answer you back and then give you some feedback in an asynchronous course. It's unheard of out there, but we're excited about where we're going with that. So if the AI side of this is really neat. And again, it goes back to why we chose these different tools that we're using to make up this Helix kind of bubble, if you will, to really allow us to, you know, give that experience. Peter, I know you want to add to that.
Yeah, no. It really is exciting. It's truly exciting. And it comes back to that leadership is learned concept. And yet, you know, healthcare is an awful lot about quality and improvement and all of those. So you combine some of the basic concepts of quality improvement, so the PDCA cycle, et cetera, leadership is learned. Well, what Joe was just describing allows us with lifelong learning. You assess, you consume your information or your education, you reassess, you learn, you progress, reassess, consume, and you're in this lifelong learning PDCA type of cycle. And the AI is really putting that fine point on it. And as that whole set of technologies evolves, we'll be there right with it so that we're doing the PDCA type of thing. We're assessing, reassessing, learning as we go along. And we want to make sure we're doing that for our individuals as well as those organizations we're working with. It's really a fun time.
Wow. You can certainly get the sense, I know our audience can, of the intellectual capital that's been invested in this project and how it's going to pay dividends for AAPL members for years to come. Devin, the new dashboard promises to track CME credits, progress, and achievements all in one place. All physicians are busy juggling clinical work and administrative responsibilities. How does this streamline their professional development?
Yeah, so one thing, and it kind of ties into the previous two questions, Mike. What I like to talk about when I talk about the Helix to our members is it adapts to where you are and guides you to where you need to go. And it's personalized learning that grows with the leader and not just course completion. So obviously, we have a ton of fantastic courses excellent content, expanded community that we're going to dive really deep into. But overall, the streamlined process isn't just about course completion. It's about having everything at your fingertips. So when you log into the Helix or to our Helix platform, you're going to see everything you need, whether it's your courses, your community is going to be right in front of you. There's a lot of peer-to-peer connections. Joe mentioned the AI capabilities, but everything's going to be at a click and go type feel. So streamlining what they did in our previous platform, you can use the AI to search different topics within courses. So you can find new course content. Articles will be there as well. So having the ability for the busy physician to utilize that click to go search, as opposed to having to navigate a long platform, go through different tiles to get to where you need to go. Everything's going to be right there.
Ah, tremendous. Joe, we just heard a little bit about the click and go self-service experience of Helix. What pain points from the previous system were you trying to solve, and how does Helix make it easier for members to find and enroll in learning?
It's a really good question, Mike. Peter mentioned something a little bit earlier about, you know, having these different technology pieces that are all over the place and finding a way to, you know, make it a system, right, that you could use. And I think that's one of the beauties of the Helix itself, is that while there are these additional pieces to it, the way it connects together makes everything so smooth for the learner, the member that comes into the system. And when you talk about a click and go experience, it's tied together so easily. You don't have to leave the learning area to go back to the website to purchase something. It's a very smooth transition. You can find a course you're looking for and basically a click, purchase, boom, you're right back into the platform. You want to see an article, boom, it's right there in the platform. You don't have to leave the learning platform to go view an article. You want to talk with the community that's out there. It's all right. There's a big community button. You click it and you're right there in the community, and you can go right back to your dashboard right after that. So it's very easy to maneuver. It is different looking, though, than what you've experienced in the past. And it might take some of our members a few minutes to, you know, take a look at the feel and how this works. But I think once they're in there, they're going to, you know, really feel that kind of click and go experience, ease of access, as Devin talked about, to everything that they need.
Yeah, it comes back to that community piece, right, Joe? And it's, you know, we've got our alumni groups out there on this community. We've got communities of practice out there. We've got topic focus types of community discussion areas. And what Joe was just describing is that if you're in one of those communities interacting with your peers, et cetera, and you want to get access to some information, well, click and go. Let's go look at some more information. Or, you know, that was a really great discussion that I've been having in that community, but I need to learn a little bit more. So click and go over to the education. So you're moving around, and the idea is that we keep these folks, again, either at the institutional level, individual level, in this, and the common word these days, in this ecosystem, and that's what the AAPL Helix is an ecosystem, a community where the click and go lets you go anywhere, and it facilitates the networking in so many ways, and that's a valuable part of what being in a professional association is all about.
I've always thought that the AAPL community is one of the most valuable parts of membership, mm-hmm. right? So I'm glad to see that Helix takes advantage of such a valuable resource. But Devin, we've got to talk about signing in to Helix, right? Because you can hear it now. People are going to say, is it difficult? Is it a pain? We all have these experiences on signing into systems. Can you assure us that it will not be a painful experience?
Yeah, Mike. No, and to really put it into the full scope, think about when you're logging into any social media platform, any website, you have the ability to type in a username and a password. If you don't remember either of those, forget password. It's really simple, but it is very complicated in a world of tech issues out there. But we have, in navigating to Helix platform, we have this ability marked down to make it seamless from the previous platform to this new platform. It's a username, password. You click forgot password, you will get an email right away. That may have been a pain point in the past, but it is not any longer. And we have tested that to a full extent. So we have good login streaming from the previous site to the new one. So yes, I can confirm this is an upgrade. And we're very excited about that.
Tremendous. It's sometimes those things of just a simple sign on that makes life so much better. So thank you all for the effort in testing and in streamlining that feature.
And when you have a busy physician, like the other questions emphasize, when you can't log in, you may not be able to come back for weeks or days, you know, so having that easy sign-on ability is something we're really looking forward to.
Well done. Joe, we've got current APL members out there who have a learning history with the organization and are maybe in progress with the existing system. What's the transition to Helix look like for them? And do we have any worries about continuity?
So this is Mike, I can't even tell you the time we spent answering this question internally. so it is a great question, right? We talked earlier about, I want to know what I did in the past on my learning journey. We have years and years and years of records of all of these individuals, the histories of everything they've done that are in other systems. And that was a big key, was the migrating over of all of those learning records into the new system and making sure it was accessible to all of them. What is my course history? What have I done in the past? Do I have a CPE? Do I not have a CPE? How close am I to a CPE? All of these questions, we had to make sure that they could easily see that. Devin touched on it with the dashboard, that the histories are there, but the work that went into this from our tech team, our education team, and then our partners that we've been working with on this was incredible. They literally spent months working on API connections to be able to connect old systems to new systems to transfer data over. Will there be a couple hiccups here and there? Of course, but that's, you know, we're always here to answer those questions for you and say, oh, look it, here we found it, here we go, and fix that, correct anything that we see that might be wrong. But we're continuously looking at the system to make sure everything is talking so that all of your histories are there, because that is a very important piece of this puzzle, is making sure you know where you've been so you can get where you want to be.
And then we haven't said it explicitly, but in this era now and for the future, obviously security of your information and your data is high priority for us. Always has been. Your information's always been secure. And we've made it an incredible priority to make sure moving forward, even with all of the evolution of penetration into databases, that we're as contemporary as you are able to be with data protection.
Well, and to touch on one more thing is we are really dedicated to transition support. So my team here at AAPL Customer Experience Department, we really are dedicated to engaging with every member transitioning to the new Helix and making sure that is a streamlined, seamless process. We'll take a look. We'll do some guided tours for the phone. We'll do even some video calls to do some guided tours, but we're extremely dedicated to supporting that transition.
Well, AAPL Helix certainly comes across as incredibly thoughtful and organizational embodiment of leadership. And Dr. Angood, I'm interested in how you see AAPL Helix evolving over the next few years. Are there features or capabilities on the roadmap that you're particularly excited about?
Yeah, no, thank you, Mike. You know, it's been interesting for me with this organization as we strive to stay contemporary, leading edge, entrepreneurial in our approaches. And we're evolving as well, as I've mentioned, to not only continuing to refine our approaches with individuals, but also with our institutional members and our institutional clients, if you will. And we've got a great international community that's coming along also. And so we represent professional development. It's all about leadership, yes, but it's really professional development. both for the individuals as well as those organizations. And we can help the clinical healthcare leaders become more refined in their professional development, their leadership skills. That benefits the organizations, right? That ultimately benefits the patient care that these organizations are providing, or even in those companies that are in other sectors of healthcare, having well-educated, kind of refined leadership skills for the physicians and other healthcare clinicians in those companies makes those companies perform better as well. So in terms of thinking about our future, yeah, it's continuing to leverage the technology as it evolves, continue to build out this AAPL Helix environment, the community of AAPL, looking after individuals, looking after organizations, and then yes, 50 years legacy of physician leadership, but you know, multi-professional team-based care is out there. So we're clearly moving in the area of interprofessional leadership development as well. And we already do a lot of work in that realm. So we'll continue to expand there. So it's really helping the physician workforce, expanding the interprofessional clinical leadership refinements, expand out beyond our domestic into the international arena, and leveraging that technology the entire way through. And the AAPL Helix, that's the core. That's the core.
Tremendous. Is our time comes to an end today. I'd like to ask Joe and then Dr. Angud to respond to this question. What would you say to a physician who's considering whether to engage with AAPL Helix? Make the value proposition for that physician. Joe, you first.
Thanks for the question. I really appreciate it, because you said something a little bit earlier, the importance of a community and, you know, how important it is to be able to engage and network. And I think the value proposition here is the ability for a physician to come in who's on a leadership journey to be able to engage in this ecosystem that Peter talked about in this environment, not just in a live area. When you come to one of our meetings or our conferences, that's a great place to engage, but you're going to be able to do that here as well while you're learning, while you're going through your entire leadership journey. The fact that you'll be able to network and engage while you're learning and do it all in one place, I think is really the value prop here. That's my short answer on that one, Mike.
Excellent. Dr. Angud, take us home on this one.
All righty. Thank you. You know, I continue to strongly believe that the patient-physician relationship is the dominant driving force in healthcare still. And yes, there's a whole variety of other clinical disciplines out there that are important in the delivery of healthcare, but it's that patient-physician relationship that's still the dominant driver. And coupled with that, organizations and the industry have looked towards physicians to help drive the changes in the industry that are the most meaningful for patient care. And so physicians are the natural stewards of trying to improve this industry overall. And as we do this for this community, and AAPL's high-level altruistic purpose is to create larger-scale change in healthcare and to leverage physician leadership as best that we can. So regardless if you're clinically focused as a physician or you're administratively focused or you've got a combination of both going on, we are the place to come because we understand how your life works, how your work is evolving, and we're committed to being right up there with you. And it's leveraging that patient-physician relationship, leveraging the natural stewardship, and tapping into that altruistic drive that all physicians have to make this industry better.
What a great way to start a new year with a new platform for members of AAPL. Gentlemen, thank you very much. My guests have been Devin Lasko, Joe Levickney, and Dr. Peter Angud. Gentlemen, thank you all very much for your time and Happy New Year.
Thanks so much, Mike, and Happy New Year's to you.
Happy New Year.
My thanks to Dr. Peter Angud. Joe Lavigne, and Devin Glasgow. Their efforts and commitment to physician development embody the AAPL's dedication to the medical community. Helix is a prime example of leadership by expertise and innovation. Helix is a game-changing platform for physicians. You've been listening to Sound Practice, the podcast of the American Association for Physician Leadership. Please join me next time on Sound Practice. We release a new episode every other Wednesday.
You've been listening to Sound Practice, the business podcast for physicians and healthcare leaders. Check out the show notes for this episode at soundpractice.com. If you have any suggestions for future episodes, we'd love to hear them. Email us at info@soundpractice.com. Subscribe to Sound Practice wherever you listen to podcasts so you can automatically receive our episodes. And please rate us and comment on the podcast in iTunes and Google Play. Sound Practice is presented and produced by the team at American Association for Physician Leadership. We are the world's premier organization for all aspects of physician leadership in every sector of healthcare. Learn more at physicianleaders.org.
That is holy cow. Batman and Robin. Ritual Kapow.